A blessed morning, brothers and sisters in Christ and friends.
主内弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，平安。
This morning, the text of our message is taken from the minor prophet Micah, chapter 6, verse 8.
今早的信息取自于小先知书弥迦书第六章。
Let us read verse 8. First in English together, and then in Mandarin.
我们首先以英语来读六到六八节，然后以中文来读六到八节。
Right, ready, begin. He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
我们一起来读第八节，世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you may speak to all our hearts.Especially those of us who profess to know you, to love you, to serve you, and to fear you. Help us to listen to the Holy Spirit as we hear the preaching of your word. And we ask that you may bless the truth to us, use it to sanctify us, use it to transform us, so that we may be more and more like Jesus.And it is in his name we pray. Amen. Micah, the name in Hebrew, means who is like Yahweh.
弥迦在希伯来文的意思就是说谁像耶和华。
And I guess this must be the prayer and the wish of his parents, that the son, Micah, would be like Yahweh.
我相信这是他的父母的期望，就是希望他的孩子能够像耶和华。
And I think in the same way, the salvation we have from in Christ Jesus is not merely an escape from hellfire, but that we may be more and more like His Son, the Lord Jesus.
我相信我们的救恩不只是从地狱之火逃出来而已，乃是呢越来越像神的爱子耶稣基督。
Micah the prophet prophesied during the days of kings Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah.
弥迦发预言的时候是犹大王约坦、亚哈斯、西西家在位的时候。
So he is one of the what we call the pre-exilic.Prophets before the exile of Israel and Judah.
他就是所谓的这个被掳时期之前的这个先知。
And God, from time to time, has constantly reminded His people to walk in His ways and to be obedient to His word.
而神时不时的透过他的仆人先知来提醒他的百姓走在他的道路上。
However,The people of God, Israel, hardened their hearts, and they disobeyed him, and they worship idols of the pagan nations.
可惜的就是神的百姓以色列人，他们背逆了神，他们违背了神的话，来拜当地的这个偶像。
And as we know the story of Israel, because of their failure to obey God, God sent them into exile.
因着我们知道以色列人的历史，因着他们不顺从神，所以神就任由他们被掳而去。
So here is another word from the prophet to warn Israel to keep God's covenant.
而这就是弥迦先知所发出的这个对以色列人的预言，就是要他们来遵守神的这个约。
And during this period of time, the rule of King Ahaz brought.Spiritual lethargy, apostasy, and hypocrisy.
而正当这个亚哈斯的统治呢，带来属灵上的软弱、被盗和假冒。
Those who were wealthy coveted the land of the people around them.
那些富有的贪图在周围的那些穷人的土地。
The powerful rob the poor.
那有能力的夺取穷人。
And they practice corrupt business ethics.
而他们违反了商业的道德。
And this is also not a good picture in the religious realm.
而在属灵的方面也不是很好的。
Because false prophets prophesy for reward.
而这个假先知是为了这个回报来发预言。
Priests taught for a price.
而祭司是为了顾价来吃训回。
Rulers and judges could be bribed.
而君王和审判官却接受贿赂。
And as we look at the characteristics of the time of King Ahaz during which Micah prophesied, I think today we are not much different.
我们是想当弥迦先知所发预言亚哈斯做王的时候，我们现在距离他们的那个光景不是很远。
And so this sermon of Micah was directed toward both Israel and Judah, the divided kingdom.
而这弥迦先知所发的信息是向以色列和犹大南北两国。
And the prophet had an unusual way of getting his point across.
而这个先知有不寻常的方式来带出他的信息。
In fact, he was lamenting and walking around naked.
而他是哀靠的赤脚露体而行。
For this,The prophet says, I will lament and wail. I will go stripped and naked. I will make lamentation like the jackals and mourning like the ostriches.
先知说，因此我必大声哀号，赤脚露体而行，又要呼号如野狗，哀鸣如鸵鸟。
I'm sure he got his attention.
我相信他引起了人的注意。
I'm not going to try that.
我不会这样的来尝试。
To get your attention.
来引起你的注意。
I'll probably land up in jail.
我可能会被抓去坐牢。
But the prophets in the Old Testament did sometimes what we view as crazy things.
在旧约的先知有时候会做你所认为好像一些很疯狂的事。
So, please do not. imitate things that are not good for us to do.
所以请不要效法那些对我们是不正当的这些事。
Micah 6:8, our text, actually sums up the heart of a believer's walk with his God.
而弥迦六章八节简述我们与主同行的心智。
The command in this verse is not intended as a way of salvation.
而这个命令呢，不是因此来得救的。
But the command in this verse is given as the way the saved are expected or required to live.
这样的命令发出呢，是对那些已经得救却是应当行的基督徒的人。
And this verse tells us what God requires of His people.
经文告诉我们神对他子民的要求。
In other words, we come to God on His terms, not our terms.
另外，换句话说，我们是照神的要求来到神的面前。
And so Micah declared, He, meaning God, has told you, O man, what is good.
所以弥迦就是说到神已经指示你何为善。
The word good means beneficial.
善的意思就是对人有益。
So God is saying to His people, if you do these things which I require, it is for your good. It benefits you.
而神告诉人说，你做我所要求你的，这是对人有益，对你有益的。
What does the Lord require of you?
神向你的要求是什么呢？
The word require means to seek, to search for, to look for.
这个要求呢，就是寻找。
In short, God searches for people who meet these requirements.
神搜寻要达到这些要求的人。
An analogy would be when, you know, you're looking for a job, and you attend job interviews. Your prospective employer has certain criteria or requirements of the candidate, and they look for this in the candidate.
而这样的要求就好像你在找工作，你要接受面试，那么你接受面试的这个将来这个上司对你所有的这些要求。
And so God searches for people who fulfill His requirements.
而神寻找那些人能够达到他的要求的。
And these are the people that God will use for the furtherance of His kingdom and His name.
而这些人呢，就是神所要的来扩展他的国度，还有荣耀他的名。
His first requirement for his people is to do justice.
他第一个向他的百姓要求是来行公义。
Micah asks, "What does the Lord require of you?" And he answers, "But to do justly."
弥迦问的是神，他向你所要求的是什么？只要你行公义。
So to do justly means the same as to do justice.
行公义就是行公正的事。
When you think of the word justice, what comes to your mind?
当你想到公义的时候，什么来到你的面前呢？
What picture do you have?
你会想到什么呢？
Or perhaps you think of somebody that embodies or symbolizes justice. Who would that person be?
或者是某一个人象征着公义，那是什么人呢？
If you are from the Pioneer and Merdeka generation,
假如你是那立国一代的，或者是建国一代的，
perhaps you may think of this person, the legendary Justice.
Okay, 不用讲了。
He was born in 999 AD.
他是在公元后990年出生。
He was a government official in the Song Dynasty.
他是宋朝时期的这个官。
But he was well known in, don't know, the village or province of Kaifeng as a very just judge.
他是一个在开封府那里一个公义的官。
A judge who is no respecter of persons.
这个官呢是不寻人的情面。
Cannot be bribed.
不受贿赂。
Will not kowtow to the powerful.
不会向这个高权力低头。
And fortunately, he has the backup of the king or the emperor.
他还有这个皇帝的这个撑腰。
What about the younger generation? When you think of justice, who do you think of?
我们年轻的一代想到个公义，会想到谁呢
？I wonder.
我在想。
You don't have to answer me. I just want you to reflect.
你不需要回答我，只是要你来想。
Now it seems from the observations by many people of the governments in the world, and especially in Asia.
在人的观念，世界里的这个想法，特别是在亚洲的人。
Our country has the reputation, isn't it, of being having an uncorrupt government.
我们的国家有这个很好的这个形象，就是这个是廉洁的形象。
And many other nations are seeking to emulate Singapore.
而许多的国家想要效法新加坡这样廉洁没有贪污。
So perhaps these are the pictures you might have when you think of justice.
可能在你的想法，关于公义就是这样的想法。
But I think we also need to realize that God is not only a God of love, He is a holy and just God.
我们要想到神不单是慈爱的神，他也是公义和圣洁的神。
And his judgment is impeccable without any mistake and error.
他的审判是无错误的。
And that is why we are exhorted when we suffer injustice not to take things into our own hand, But to remember that vengeance is the Lord's, he will repay.
所以他提醒我们，在我们受苦受害的时候，不要为自己伸冤，因为伸冤在主。
So God requires us to be like him, to do justice.
所以神要求我们来行公义。
What does it mean?
代表什么呢？
To do justice means to act with fairness, honesty, and integrity.
行公义呢，就是来处事公平、诚实和正直。
To do justice requires an ongoing commitment to doing right, regardless of consequences.
这行公义呢，要不惜的代价的来不断的行使公义。
And how is this evidence?
这样会看见什么样的证明呢？
Well, justice doesn't damage the reputation of another.
而这个公义不会损害他人的名声。
Justice does not defraud or oppress other people.
公义者不会欺诈或压迫人。
Justice does not cheat on income taxes.
公义者不会来欺骗所得税。
Justice does not water down the Bible to accommodate men's opinions.
公义不会降低圣经的标准来迎合人的看法。
And so the first requirement God has for his people is to do justice.
所以神对他百姓的要求，第一个要求是来行公义。
And this is what we as a session seek to do.
而这是我们的长执团所寻求的。
To lead with integrity, fairness.
就是要活得有这个公义和好名声。
To be honest, nothing to hide.
要诚实，没有隐瞒。
And I hope that all of us will be like that in our homes and in our workplaces.
希望我们所有的人在家庭，在我们的工作场所也是如此。
That people will know believers, Christians, are people who do justice.
当人知道基督徒是来行公义的。
They are not corrupt like other people.
他不像其他的人那样贪污。
They cannot be bribed to do wrong.
他们也不可以受贿赂来做错事。
They will stand for the truth despite the consequences.
他们不惜任何代价来行使真理。
The second requirement God has for his people is to love kindness.
第二个神对他百姓的要求就是好怜悯。
Our verse have the word to love mercy.
我们有这个意思就是慈悲。
Because the Hebrew word can be translated in various ways, mercy, goodness, kindness, or grace.
希伯来文呢翻译为这个怜悯、良善、善良或恩典。
And this Hebrew word is frequently used in a covenant sense.
而这个词呢，常常在圣约上的意义上常使用的。
It is usually used of God's mercy.
这常常是讲到神的这个怜悯。
It is use of his unexpected kindness.
也是常讲到神所给我们意想不到的善恩。
So God is love, God is holy, God is just, God is also a good and kind God.
神是圣洁，是公义，是良善的，他也是好的正直的神。
And he wants his people, he expects his people to be like him.
他要他的百姓像他
，to be good, to be kind,
要良善。
But how, what does kindness mean for us in practice?
在我们应用上是如何呢
？For us, kindness would probably mean there is in us a willingness to help.
就是良善好怜悯，就是愿意提供帮助。
When we see something that that requires help.We are willing to step up and offer.
当我们看到有需要帮助的时候，我们愿意前来帮助。
Kindness also means that we show compassion to others who are in need.
这个良善也是代表我们对那些有需要的人有怜悯的心。
Kindness will be manifested in that we will forgive those who have offended us.
良善也代表了我们愿意饶恕那些冒犯我们的人。
Kindness also implies that there is forbearance towards a person who is in your power.
这个良善呢，代表了你能够对你的下属存着这个容忍的心。
And kindness means seeking ways to mend fellowship.
这个良善也代表了你愿意来寻求方法来修复 团聚的这个方式。
So God requires his people to do justice and to love kindness.
所以神要求他的百姓来行公义，好怜悯。
And the Bible tells us in Titus 3:15 that if we have tasted the mercy of God in salvation, then we should exercise mercy toward our fellow men.
在提多书三章十五节说到，如果我们在救恩中尝到上帝的怜悯，那么我们就应该运用怜悯我们的同胞。
A story was told of a boy who was pushing a cart of apples to sell on a busy street.
一个男孩他用一篮的这个苹果呢，来在这个市场上卖。
As he was pushing the cart to his usual place, the cart hit against a stone, and the whole barrel of apples fell out onto the road.
当他的推车撞到石头上，整摞的这个苹果呢，倒翻在地上。
Nobody cares. They were all busy walking past that boy.
每个人管这个孩子，因为每个人都忙。
They seem to be rushing somewhere.
他们就好像很繁忙的冲去别的地方。
But then suddenly there was a middle-aged man that approached this boy.
但是突然间有一个中年人来到这个小男孩。
He stood down to help him pick up all the apples and put it into the barrel.
他帮助这个男孩把所有的苹果都放在这个篮子里。
And when everything was, collected, he even gave him some money.
甚至收好这个苹果之后，也给他一些的钱。
And then he walked away.
然后他就走开。
And as he was walking away, the boy shouted at him.
当他走开的时候，小男孩喊着说
：“The boy says, 'Sir, are you Jesus?'”
这个小男孩说：“先生，你是不是耶稣
？”Beloved,
亲爱的
，When was the last time someone in need thought?We were Christ-like.
当有人有需要的时候，什么时候是人觉得我们像基督呢？
May God help us to love kindness.
愿主帮助我们能够来好怜悯。
The third requirement that God has for his people is to walk humbly with him.
第三个，神向他百姓的要求是与神同行。
And what does the Lord require of you but to walk humbly with your God?
他向你所要的是什么呢？存谦卑的心与你的神同行。
Now observe that the first two requirements have to do with men's relationship with men.
我们看到头两个要求是人与人之间的关系。
To do justice, to love kindness.
来行公义，好怜悯
is how God wants us to behave towards one another.
神要求我们对人如此。
In short, God expects His people to get along with one another.
神希望我们能够彼此和睦相处。
This third requirement, however, has to do with men's relationship with God.
这第三个要求是要求人与神的关系。
And he requires us to walk humbly with him.
就是存谦卑的心与神同行。
What does that mean?
这意味着什么呢?
To walk humbly with your God firstly means we are to submit to the righteousness that God requires.
要谦卑的与神同行，首先要顺从于他所要求的义。
Before we become believers,We have to put off our pride and realize that we cannot save ourselves.
我们还没有成为信徒之前，我们必须放下骄傲，知道我们不能够来得救。
And we submit ourselves to the truth of the gospel that there is only one way for us to have our sins forgiven, and that is through His Son Jesus Christ.
我们必须只有相信，只有一个方法来得到神的原谅，一个就是借着相信神的儿子耶稣基督。
So that is the first step before we become his children.
这就是我们还没有成为他儿女之前的头一步。
Because none of us can meet God's righteousness on our own merits.
因为没有一个人能够靠自己的功劳来达到神的这公义要求。
It is only through the merits of His Son Jesus Christ.
只有靠着他儿子耶稣基督的功劳。
But there is also another idea or meaning of righteousness.
但是这个公义的要求也有另外一个意思。
And that is right living.
就是正当的这个生活着。
So we are to humbly walk with our God by submitting to the requirements of living right and pleasing before Him.
我们要有这个公义与神同行，就是来顺从他的意，来与他遵行他的旨意，来与他同行。
We all know that humility means not proud.
我们知道谦卑意味着不骄傲。
But to walk humbly with our God means we live in conscious fellowship with Him.
来谦卑与神同行，就是用心来与他有这个团契。
It also means that we are God-fearing people.
同时也代表我们敬畏神。
It also means that we are obedient to His word and His will.
也代表着我们来顺从神的旨意和他的话语。
To walk humbly with our God means that we acknowledge that we do not have it all together.
来顺从于神所要求的义，知道我们这没有这一切的义。
We need to turn to God constantly to direct our steps and our lives.
我们要常常来转向神，来引导我们。
We need to lean on God to help us.
我们要依靠神得帮助。
It means we live as servants of God, not as king or bosses.
我们活得好像神的仆人，而不是君王或者是老板。
And it means that we listen to God and act in faith.
代表着我们听神的话，以信心付诸于行动。
And these are just some of the characteristics of a person who walk humbly with God.
而这只是一些与神同行的一些属性。
So in conclusion, what can you and I bring to the Lord in worship?
所以总结呢，我们在敬拜中能带给神什么呢？
The prophet asked Israel, and he asked them, "Is it with burnt offerings, with calves which are a year old?"
这个弥迦问这个以色列人，是不是要献上这个牛一岁的牛犊，或者是牛犊献为上祭祀呢
？The significance of a yearling calf is that they were regarded as the choicest sacrifices, the best.
而这个一岁的牛犊是当时是上等的这个祭祀。
And do you bring the best to God in worship?
我们来到神面前，是否是带来最好的献给神呢
？Or do we bring, Micah asked his people, thousands of rams?
或者像弥迦先知问他的百姓说，我们带千千的公牛呢
？And this suggests the large quantity of animals to bring to sacrifice.
这是代表数量庞大的祭祀带给神。
And these are indeed costly gifts.
这就是一个很贵重的这个献祭。
And he also asked them, or is it 10,000s of rivers of oil?
或者是千千的万万的这个油河呢
？And in Old Testament worship in the temple, oil was used constantly.
我们知道在圣殿的敬拜常常是使用到油。
Or what about bringing our firstborn, the most precious thing one could give to God in worship?
或者是首生的为至宝来献给神呢
？What do we bring to God in worship？
我们带给神什么是最珍贵的给神呢
？Are these the things He require of us？
而这些是否是神所要求的呢
？Well, Micah seems to contrast for us here external religious acts with inward religious attitudes.
而弥迦呢，带给我们这个对比，就是将外部信仰的表达和内心生命的来做一个比较。
And he brings the emphasis from the word of the Lord that he requires not merely ritual, but righteousness.
而神呢，不需要外在的礼仪而已，而是公义。
Remember, King Saul, the first king of Israel, was rejected by God.
我们要记得这个以色列的第一个君王以啊扫罗被神所拒绝。
God says, "Kill everything, all the Amalekites, the people, the animals."
神吩咐扫罗要击杀亚玛利所有的君王、人民和祭牲。
Instead of humbly obeying God,
这个扫罗王没有谦卑顺从神。
Saul think that he was very smart to keep the choicest of the animals to sacrifice to God in worship.
他却选择保留那些上好的这个牲畜，为的要来献给神。
And God sent the prophet Samuel to pronounce a judgment.
而神差他的仆人先知撒母耳来宣布这个审判。
And Samuel said to Saul, "Saul, you have disobeyed the word of the Lord."
撒母耳对扫罗王说，你已经不悖逆神的话。
Saul, of course, tried to argue that, "No, I was trying to give God the best."
但是扫罗争论说他要给神最好的。
The reason I kept all these animals because they are the choicest.
我的原因保留这些畜生是因为他们是最好的。
But the word of the Lord through Samuel said this to Saul, "Obedience is better than sacrifice."
但是神借着撒母耳所给扫罗的这个吩咐是听命胜于献祭。
And God said to Saul, "Because you have rejected my word, I have rejected you from being king."
而神透过撒母耳对扫罗说，你既然厌弃神的命令，神也厌弃你为王。
So we can give God all the externals, the rituals.
我们可以给神这些外表的这些献上。
Our attendance in worship.
我们来出席这个崇拜。
Our participation in Sunday school, in small groups, in fellowship groups.
我们参与这个主日学团契小组的这个活动。
We can serve Him in various ministries.
我们在不同的事工服事。
We bring our tithes and offerings to Him every week.
我们每个主日带来奉献给神。
We give beyond our tithes and offering and give to the reno fund.
我们给超过我们所奉献的给这个装修基金。
Well, all these are good, but don't let the heart be missing from it. Don't let the heart be missing from all this.
这些都是好的，但是不要让我们的心呢错过了这个内在的意义。
Because the Bible says that God looks at our heart, not the outward appearance.
因为神告诉我们，神是看耶和华是看内心，人是看外表。
So beloved, will you give God what He requires of you?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们是否献上神所要求我们的呢？
What does He require of you?
神要向你所要求的是什么呢？
To do justice,
来行公义
to love kindness,
来好怜悯
to walk humbly with your God,
纯谦卑的心与神同行
May God help us.
求主帮助我们
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父
Please help us.
求你帮助我们
to give you what you require of us.
献上你所要求我们的
Fill us with your Holy Spirit.
求主帮助我们以圣灵来帮助我们
Give us a desire, a passion to please you and to glorify you.
给我们这个爱这个热心来献上你所要求我们的
By doing justice, loving kindness, and walking humbly before you.
来行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你同行。
May we apply your word in our relationship with one another in our homes and in our church and at work.
求你帮助我们来应用这些原则在我们的家庭，在我们的工作，还有在我们的侍奉当中。
We pray and ask all this for Jesus' sake and in His name.
我们如此祷告，是奉耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much for your kind attention.